the labour and sorrow, the perils and danger, the reward and success are all here. We turn back some 100 years to go a-cruising with Cleveland. We hunt the cachalot with Bullen. Our own Cooper takes us breathless with a romantic pilot over the dangers of the devil's grip. Under the Antarctic Circle, we watch the sea lions play. Here, a mighty monster of the hideous depths seems to spread its tentacles across the printed page of a struggle which Victor Hugo immortalizes. Flames and smoke are those deadliest of perils to ships to which gentle John Ingelow conducts us. The sudden mutiny, the long cruise in the small boat, the lonely islet affording the shipwrecked a haven, appeal to us in these pages. We drift through the teeming waters of the Gulf Stream. Daniel Defoe, and Melville and Marryat, and Couples and Russell, and Kingston, unroll before us the panorama of the ocean. There are also men great in other fields of letters, who have felt the witchery of the sea and tell us what it says to them. Charles Dickens, Pierre Loti, Stevenson, Charles Reed, and Kingsley. We envy the boy or girl who reads.